I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Just the two of us for the next several minutes, because we've had a very interesting thing happen recently where we posted a reel on Instagram and then subsequently on TikTok. The reel, as we sit today, as when we're recording this, has 20 million, you heard me, 20 million views, 286,000 shares, 339,000 comments and likes. That's on Instagram, Facebook. On TikTok, it's got 1 million views. So all in, 21 million people, assuming they're not the same people, have seen this video that we posted, 2 weeks ago, something like
not,
that?
Yeah, not even that. Not even 2 weeks ago.
10 days or so.
It was Sunday, was a week.
So tell everybody what it was about, and we'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
But tell the folks what it was about, and then I want to go through a few of the main categories of comments that we had, and we want to talk about that.
Yeah. So the post was me going into the shower and David taking a chair and coming and watching me shower. And the caption.
He didn't see you in the shower.
No. I was in a towel.
In a towel.
You could see my back. That's all you could see.
That's right.
And then David was pulling up a chair, sort of. I was his entertainment, if you will.
Yes.
And the caption was, "Most husbands stop doing this after 10 years," which was evidently a pretty good, we'll call that a hook. Right? People wanted to know what it was about. And as they watched it, what I think happened was it really resonated for a lot of people for different reasons, right? So there was a lot of reactions. One of the main reactions, which I know we sort of have three categories of the reactions, but one of the main categories, like out of the blocks, was this is kind of creepy, or when I take a shower, I want to be by myself. And I just want to kind of come around to that, because I do have respect and grace for women and people that feel that way. There's a lot of women that don't feel comfortable with their bodies. And I think that it kind of comes through with not wanting to kind of show their bodies. So I think that was one main category, and that was sort of like on the negative-ish part of it. But
yeah, we had a few comments along those lines where, sorry, this is too creepy, it's annoying, it's weird, no thanks, leave me alone in my shower. Mm-hmm. That sort of fell, that was the one bucket of, main bucket. There's lots of comments all over the world, but there were three main threads that we saw, which is why we wanted to do this episode. So that was the one piece.
Yeah, that was the one piece. And I just want to comment a little bit more about that, because there was actually two things that resonated with me as a therapist around this, which was there was one woman that talked about, you know, some trauma that she had. I think it was some sexual abuse, and how she didn't feel comfortable with that. And people kind of attacked her a little bit and, you know, said, like, just because you have trauma doesn't mean, you know, other people should feel this way. And I want to just be sensitive to that point, which is that if you've had, you know, sexual abuse or trauma in your background, like, it can affect you. However, it's not a blanket statement that everybody else should feel this way. So I want to be respectful. And, you know, if that woman should be listening, which probably she's not, I just want to say, like, I understand your perspective. I hear you and I appreciate that. So I just wanted to say that.
I think we want to respect people's feelings. But I do think that this is not science monitor. This is not, you know, a formal paper. It's not a formal document. This is Instagram.
Yeah.
It's social media. And what are we there to, what are we trying to do? Right?
Well, we're trying to entertain people, but we're also trying to get them to think about their relationship. And the point of this video was to let people know that it takes work and that you need to keep on dating, flirting, having fun. And this was an example of something that we do. And we're very lucky that we're still attracted to each other. And but we work at it.
Are you still attracted?
I am still attracted to you. But we
had a bunch of people said that I look like 90. She looked 45 and I look 90. And they said, who's the old man watching the shower?
Yeah.
Which really kind of bugged me a little bit. But, you gotta have a thick skin. And doing what I do, I have a thick skin. But again, what I would say to a lot of the folks who are very hypercritical of it, again, is that we're trying to get a message across. And you can try to get your messages across any number of ways that you want to. But if you saw the two of us sitting down at a desk and giving you the same message, I guarantee you, hardly anybody would have looked at the thing.
Right, exactly.
They looked at it because they saw you walking toward the shower and me trailing behind with a chair. And that's what caught their interest. And the message did resonate in a positive fashion. Yeah. Yep. And I really think, frankly, that a lot of the people who were upset by it were upset by the visual, but didn't take the time to pay attention to the message.
I agree. And this is a great example of that. My parents are 91 and 92, and they do follow us on Instagram. And I said to my mom, I said, did you see our latest video? And she goes, yeah, I liked the message. Okay. And these are my parents. Okay. Right. And then we had a funny interaction with my dad where I told him how many views we got. And he said, if I had taken off the towel, I would have gotten more views, which is my dad's sense of humor, but yeah, it was great. Yeah. But if you, even our children who get quite embarrassed with, you know, some of the stuff that we do, if you look at the message, it's a beautiful message. And it really is not at all in ill taste.
It isn't. And the message is what all of us in relationships should want, whether you're watching your spouse in the shower or not. That's not the point. The point is being intentional, paying attention to your partner and appreciating that person, whether it's physically, emotionally, whatever it may be. That was the message.
Yep.
And I think most of the people got the message.
Yes.
Many didn't. Maybe many looked at you and said, this is, and looked at me and said, this is awful. Yeah. And I would never want anyone to do that. And in some cases were offended by it.
Yep.
So then we have the category of folks, the women who, primarily women, I think, who wrote to us and put direct messages on there and put comments on there that really appreciated it. Those that really appreciate it. So a couple of those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there were
some men that also wrote nice things.
I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But there was men and women who really were positive. It was a great thing. Without going through the 300 and some thousand.
You don't want to read all 300?
No. But here's a couple. And these are sort of representative. Yeah. One was, so cute. He loves his lady. My husband does the same. Another one, after 32 years, my husband still looks and desires me. It's a lovely feeling knowing your biggest supporter is cheering you on to be the best that you can be. And so, that makes you feel good. And that's somebody who not only caught, the visual caught them, but got the message.
Yes.
They got the message. And people, I think people appreciate the message, but also what happened is the inverse of what we just talked about, which is some people appreciated the visual. Which is, this is great.
Pull up a chair.
I love it. Pull
up a chair. Do you have a second chair?
Have a beer. Do whatever you want. Yeah. That kind of thing. So,
get in the shower with her. Was a comment.
Yeah, there was a lot of those. We had these guys that said, okay, buddy, if you're going to sit out there, I'm getting in the shower with her. But I think that the whole idea of appreciation and expressing that appreciation, because many of us appreciate our spouses every day.
Yep.
Many of us who do don't let them know.
That's true.
And although this is an in your face way of letting someone know, letting you know, it's something to take home and to think about to me. And you did a great job with the video. And I thought, I'm really appreciative of those folks who responded to us and said, we love it. Mm-hmm. We do it, or we want to do it. Or you had so many people who sent it, tagged their husbands, boyfriends, girl, whatever
partners,
they were, tagged their partners.
Yeah.
And so that was very cool.
Yeah. And there was, and then we need to sort of talk about like the elephant in the room of what kind of came out for us, which I think we're going to try to explore more in some podcasts and maybe some more posts, which I'll go into, in a minute. But I want to talk about something that also was related to women. And I kind of touched on it before, which is a lot of women aren't feeling good about their bodies and wouldn't want their partners, husbands to look at them in that way. They feel very vulnerable when they're naked or whatever. And there was one woman that said something about, I would never let him do that. I've gained 20 pounds since we got married, or 50 pounds. And there was a whole sort of messaging going back and forth with this woman that said, you know, you're still beautiful, or, you know, you should be proud of yourself. You've had three kids or whatever. And she wrote a comment, thank you guys so much. Thank, you know, all the people that had written to her, thank you so much. I feel differently now. And I want to try to, you know, be more, you know, less self-conscious and more confident in my body. And it was like almost like a little therapy moment. I could see, like, if you looked at the comments. And I thought that was really cool. I try as a professional therapist not to give a lot of specific advice to people. But what happened was the other people in the community, in our community, and on this post really counseled her and really helped her kind of see, you know, see her beauty. And I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting world out there. You know, we know people who look at us and think we're crazy. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's stupid. I can't believe you do that. I can't believe you talk about this or do that or whatever it might be. You know, people that are friends or acquaintances of ours. And people, out in the stratosphere of the internet who we don't know can be critical too. But there's also this large swath of people like you're talking about who don't know this woman.
Yeah.
They don't even know where
and
she,
they supported and they, her and they told her she was beautiful.
It was, it's just, it gives you hope for the human.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of positives, and lots of beautiful things that came out of it. But one of the biggest things that the most kind of poignant kind of theme that we saw was a lot of men saying that my wife would never let me do that. I've given up. I'm in a sexless marriage. And that to us was like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, and again, this is not one size fits all, because there are folks, there are people who are in love with each other, have great relationships and don't have sexual intimacy for different reasons that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. So please take that as a caveat and a parenthetical here. But we did get a lot of men who had that sentiment. Now, let me read this one. It's a little bit longer, but let me read it, because I think it's worth reading. Yes. It's from a fellow named Thoroughbred Guitars. Yeah, we mostly stop looking because we know there's no point, because we're never going to be able to have it. I might trigger some women here, but just know that there are some of us men who pamper and love our wives, give them attention, do acts of service, chores, pay bills, all the five love languages, and do all this without complaining or expecting something. We shouldn't expect something, because that's what an equal partnership is. But there are some of us who have wives that don't seem to care about our emotional needs or our need for physical intimacy, which makes us feel unattractive, unwanted, and completely depressed and empty inside. Many of us are still relegated to a completely sexless existence, loyal to the woman that we do love and took a vow with, but and often just, unfortunately, living to accept it. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get more articulate than that. And again, you know, the fact that people you're sharing it anonymously, you know, who knows who this guitar guy is, and I don't, you know, unless you, but you're sharing the stuff anonymously, but these people are sharing feelings,
real feelings.
Is a theme that of those 339,000 comments
portion.
And shares, a very large chunk came in that category.
Yeah. I was really surprised that, you know, I'm first of all, the whole post was to get people to like chime back with, no, we still have relationships. We're attracted to each other. We still are doing this. And if you are not doing it, to think about it more. I didn't really expect that we would get so much, sort of sadness and, people not being seen, mostly men not being seen and given up.
Yeah.
Giving up on the relationship. And I think that this is probably, you know, a representation of what's out there, which really makes me sad. Not that David and I are, you know, can fix every problem, but we think that there are things that you can do to help your relationship, to repair your relationship. And it starts with communication. And we, you know, we do a lot of things on Instagram. We do a lot of things off Instagram to try to help couples.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should take a couple minutes and give this give this a little bit of a discussion. And you and I have talked about this. You said a moment ago, we were talking about some of our personal things, but without getting too deep, I mean, you know, I have to tell you, and you know that I went through it, you know, I know I made the same comment multiple times, primarily earlier in our marriage, that, you know, I could walk around with a clown hat on and you wouldn't notice. And I think, and I still think that that during that period of time, that was probably maybe a slight exaggeration, but not a real big one. And there was a show that was on, and I'm spinning a little bit, but there was a show that was on Men of a Certain Age. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm a male, I'm in my 60s, but when you hit your 40s, mm-hmm. 50s in that neighborhood, you know, you don't look like you did before. You mm-hmm. don't feel like you did before. Yeah. You can't do things like you could do before. And then when you layer on top of that, and again, I don't want to be called sexist for this, but I do want to say that this is from an overall male perspective. You don't want to feel like you're not seen, mm-hmm. like you're not heard, mm-hmm. like you're not appreciated, mm-hmm. or you're not attractive. And that's not necessarily a fault of the wife or the spouse, yeah, or the partner.
It can just happen. Yeah.
But we saw a lot of that. We've experienced that. We know, I have friends who have experienced that. And I think that is—
And clients.
And clients. No, it's
who,
true.
Who ends up in the divorce office is often people that are not feeling seen by their partner.
You want to be noticed. I mean, we all want to be noticed. Yeah. If you look in a picture of yourself, you know, from high school, you know, you don't look the same. From 10 years ago, you don't look the same, but it's not so bad if your spouse, your partner comes over and says, "You really look great tonight," rubs your back or gives you a kiss or slaps your butt or something.
Or you're still attractive to me.
Yeah, I mean, just a little something that doesn't take time, doesn't take effort. Yeah. And sooner, you know, if some people say, "Oh, no, we could do that," you know.
Yeah.
But it's I think it's important. And I think that this guy, I hope things change for him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound good.
Well, if he reaches out to us, I would like to send him like a couple of our books, or maybe have him listen to our podcast, or I don't know, maybe we'll give him a coaching session.
We'll send him a note back that we talked about him in this episode.
Yeah.
When it posts. But I think that it's sad.
Yeah.
You pick someone to be your spouse mm-hmm. for a reason.
And this guy's a loyal guy. Otherwise, he would have left.
He'd have gone.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, many people would have gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
Not any question about it. You know, or would have strayed or whatever. But he says specifically, you know, he's just doing what he has to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a sad way to live your life.
Which is sad. So anyway, if you haven't seen the video, it is on Instagram and Facebook. It is the shower video. my back is showing. That's it. There's nothing more to it.
Nope.
And, so that's our video. It was for real content. It was filmed in the Dream Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee, because we couldn't do it in any of our bathrooms here because
too small.
It was too small. So this was something we wanted to tape. But when we got to the Dream Hotel, it was like, bathroom is big enough.
One thing people didn't comment on was you could see a suitcase in the background. Yeah. That was kind of a funny prop. But
somebody did ask me if it was the Dream Hotel.
Okay.
No, somebody recognized the bathroom. So that was kind of cool. But if you don't have, you know, a bathroom that has a big enough chair, you can sit on the toilet or the floor. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. And the link to that video will also be included in these show notes. As always, we are the Bullitts, TheBullitts. Our website on all social media platforms. Hope you enjoyed listening. Watch our stuff on Instagram.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Subscribe
and reach out to us with any comments or questions.
Yes, please do. This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist, and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.